All right, welcome to our pre-show. This is for the 20th. We're actually doing it after the show. Just to give you some updates on shit that I did not mention in the show. And I'll start to mention this in the body of the show. We have two dates for another two nights of the Galaxy of Phil Hendry. Not the world of Phil Hendry. This will be the Galaxy of Phil Hendry on February 29th and March 1st at Theater West in Hollywood, California. We're going to expand the show a little bit. There's going to be more stuff in it and character work that we did, and we'll add to that and have a few other things, maybe some extra added audio-visual stuff. I don't know. But if you missed it the first time, you can come and see us for a second and third time if you want, or you can come and see us for a first time or a second and third time on February 29 and March 1st. At Theater West in Hollywood, California, on Cahuenga. And if you're familiar with Cahuenga, you know, it's the part of Cahuenga that is right there bordering the freeway. I guess all of Cahuenga borders the freeway. Yeah, until it gets down near the Hollywood Bowl. And, or is that, am I right? I don't even know what the hell I'm saying. I know I worked on Cahuenga and Hollywood when I first went on the air in Los Angeles. My very first radio gig in L.A. was at K-West at the corner of Cahuenga and Hollywood Boulevard. At some point, Cahuenga shifts over the Hollywood Freeway and goes down the other side of it. That's an interesting story, by the way. This was the guy. This is Phil Hendry. What the fuck was I thinking? I'm not saying it was a bad thing, but it was, wow, it's just, I just did this thing. I'm driving to work one morning many years ago. I was working at K-West, KWST. 106 FM, Los Angeles. This was probably around 1980. And I'm driving to work, and it's very early. I was doing morning drive at the time, and it's very early, and the fucking rain has come down so hard. And the rain in the wintertime in California has always been torrential. Only in the recent drought years had it really abated. And when we talk about atmospheric rivers, dude, we've had some pretty fucking rainy-ass seasons down through the years, winter seasons. And this was no exception this one year. In fact, I usually would come down Cahuenga. Yeah, I got off the 134, did a whole bunch of bullshit that I won't describe you now. And then I'd go across the freeway and head down Cahuenga. But I hit a point on Cahuenga near the John Anson Ford Theater where it was flooded. It was literally under fucking water, and there was no way I was going to drive my car through that shit. What was I driving in those days? I was driving like a Datsun B210, a little four-door import. Was that what I was driving, or was it something else? Anyway, so I said, there's no fucking way. So I turned around. I was going to go down Highland, which also parallels Cahuenga. You can get to Hollywood Boulevard there and hang a left. So I turned around, went back across the freeway, and went down Highland. And as I'm approaching Hollywood Boulevard, there's a man. Now, at the time, I was about 27, 28 years old. There's a man in his 50s, clearly, waving at me. And off the side of the road is his car, and his wife is standing there. Well, I don't know, man. I, if you see someone waving at you, I suppose nowadays, maybe we wouldn't. But I pulled over for the guy. And he says, would you help us? And he was clearly foreign. And would you help us? I have a flat tire. I can't change the flat tire. And whatever it was that prompted me to do it, I did it. Some people would say, Phil, you're a crazy fucking motherfucker. Somebody come up and hit you on the back of the head with that wrench and steal your money. Phil, how do you know what the hell you were walking into there? Phil, it seemed like it was okay. It was this old guy, not old guy, to me he was old. He was like his 50s. His wife, he was absolutely lost. He had no ability to use the jack to know how to change a flat. He had no ability. Apparently he didn't have any AAA. What the fuck was this guy thinking? I never even asked. I got out of my fucking car. Are you ready for this? And I had enough time. I used to get to work really early in those days. It was, I went on the air at 6 o'clock. It was about 5:10. I got out of, if you believe this shit, I got out of my car. I said, where's your spare? Here it is. And I changed this guy's flat fucking tire. What the fuck? You're only going to work, Phil. You're only doing work in like 40 minutes and what are you doing? Anyway, some people may say, what a moron you are, Phil. Some people may say, what a nice guy you are, Phil. I look back on that and I still don't know. It was not a smart thing to do, I don't think. And yet I did it, and I suppose it probably redounds well in terms of my karma or something. Maybe I helped those people. Maybe they were going to be really, maybe somebody's going to come up and rob them. I don't know. But I did that. I changed the flat. And the guy comes up to me with a $10 bill. You're a nice guy. You know, here, take, please take. I said, no, I don't want any money. So he's, and 10 bucks was 10 bucks back in those days, but I turned it down. He said, you're a nice guy. That's the last I ever heard or saw of those people in my life as I continued to motor along to work. And, you know, you got to understand something. This was a time in my career when I was really struggling. I'd made it all the way to L.A. That was what my goal was. But once I got to L.A., I was like, well, what am I going to fucking do now? I'm just a disc jockey. I don't know what else I want to do or how else I want to do it. You know, this was predating the Phil Hendry show that we all know, that you probably know, by about 10 years, because that didn't happen until the summer of 1990. It's bizarre. When I look back on that, it's bizarre. Because I was not particularly happy with the work I was doing. I'm doing Morning Drive in L.A., but I'm also having to play all kinds of records, you know, and I like rock and roll, and I liked at that time what they called rock, and we were still about 7 years away from classic rock. So we were still playing, at that time in 1980, we're playing Billy Squire, we're playing fucking, all the usual, Hendrix and all that shit, but by 1980, we were also playing Foreigner and Triumph and, I'm trying to think, Boston and... You know, it was an album rock station, you know. I didn't like our playlist, but, you know, I was hired to be a DJ. So I was not really a happy guy. But in the middle of all of that maelstrom of bullshit, I'm changing flat tires for total strangers on Highland in Hollywood at 5:10 in the morning. And I cannot sit here and say to you, that's the kind of guy I am. Because I don't think of myself that way at all. I don't think of myself that way at all. I'm a decent guy, you know. And when someone's in trouble, like a lot of people, I will extend a hand somehow, some way. But get out of my fucking car and sweat over some guy's flat fucking tire? I don't know. Okay, coming up, we got Bobby and Steve, and we have Coach Vernon Dozier. It is a Friday. I don't know. Let's see. Bill Nye sits in. Bill Nye. Is that how you pronounce his name? He looks just like my friend Don Olander. Billy Corbin. What the fuck is this?
I build a business. If you want to innovate, there is no better place.
Oh, Billy is not...
By reducing unnecessary processing of additional...
Billy is very active in Miami politics. He's very active in, this cat is a big super critic of all the shit that goes down in Miami. And he's just got some great takes on Miami. Let me just put it to you that way. All right, ladies and gents, let's listen to the show.